The Agribusiness Leader of the Year is NAMA's highest award, which recognizes an outstanding leader in agribusiness, education, government service, or other agribusiness-related areas. Solicited from senior-level position holders in private, public, or academic service, nominees exemplify excellence in agribusiness by their significant contributions to the industry. Our award winner this year is John Beckerer with the United Soybean Board. For nearly 20 years, John Beckerer has guided the board of more than 60 volunteer U.S. soybean farmer directors through times of growth and change as it has evolved from its inception in 1991 through 2011. When the board marked its 20th anniversary, soybeans have seen a 140% increase in global demand for the past two decades and have outperformed global demand for any other major U.S. row crop. For example, soybean prices set an all-time record in 2008 and have remained strong ever since. Despite the downturn in some of the other U.S. agricultural sectors and the general global economy. But Beckerer isn't allowing USB and the rest of the U.S. soy industry to sit back and coast. In 2011 alone, he helped USB farmer leaders create a new long-range strategic plan, develop a new effort that could redefine how the marketplace determines the value of U.S. soy and reward U.S. soybean farmers for quality, and direct the first formal independent third-party assessment of USB's governance and structure in nearly 20 years. Beckerer also helped identify the need for QualiSoy, a unique U.S. soybean industry organization consisting of farmer leaders of the soybean checkoff and associations, as well as representatives from food and feed industry organizations, researchers, and others. In addition to helping create the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, Beckerer took a leading role in creating the Commodity Checkoff Roundtable. It serves as an opportunity for non-farmer producer leaders of U.S. commodity checkoffs to share successes and improve the effectiveness of the farmer-funded research and promotion programs. Please join me in congratulating John Beckerer for his achievements.
Well, thank you very much for that generous introduction. I was standing in front of the room before the ceremonies began, and I thought about the people in the audience, and I looked around, and I saw many people that I know, and I was reminded of a quote that I think is attributed to Gandhi. And Gandhi once said that there are those that do and those that take credit. And he said he always wanted to be in the former group because it was a lot less crowded. Well, I look around the room, and I know many of you, and I think Gandhi would be proud of this group because I think he would recognize that it was a lot more crowded than he thought. So this is really a humbling moment for me, and to be honored with an award like this, and I'm really very, very appreciative. And as I thought about this and I thought about what I might say today, if any of you and many of you have been in my office and have noticed, I have a painting on the wall. And no, it's not an original. I work in agriculture. But it's a print by Andrew Wyeth, and it's called Yule Sawmill. It is a picture of a gentleman resting on a sleigh behind a team of horses. And he's hauling logs on that sleigh. So that reminds me of a couple of things, actually. It reminds me of my youth, working in the woods on a dairy farm in Colby, Wisconsin. It also reminds me that the good old days were not all that good. I had eight brothers and sisters. My grandparents lived with us, and so there were about 12 or 13 of us in a three-bedroom house. And again, I mean, you look at the good old days, and for me, they had memories of walking a half a mile through the snow to pump water by hand for our young stock. And thinking back on the horses, and something that reminds me every day of my youth, and that was that It's not really a lot of fun being stepped on by a 1,200-pound horse and having your feet stepped on and your toes pinched when they're actually numb from the cold from being out in that weather all day. So, you know, the good old days aren't all that great, at least in my opinion. Maybe other people have different memories of the good old days. But it also reminds me that in this country, anyone can achieve anything they want. And agriculture has really achieved a tremendous amount, and at the same time, there's really so much ahead. And frankly, that's why I'm usually looking ahead and not looking back. And so I say, I think it's easy to say that for many of us, we're really passionate about agriculture, and I know I certainly am. The farmers of this country, and I mean the men and the women involved as well, have achieved so much since those, quote, good old days, and probably well before that. They built one of the strongest industries in America, an industry that feeds the world with some of the greatest innovation known to mankind. I've been fortunate to work alongside many of the people in agriculture, those men and women over the years, people who are not afraid of change, people who see the future in terms of opportunities, not just challenges. And a couple people come to mind, people like Norman Borlaug, Earl Butts. And by the way, Tom Davis said he was going to be sitting in the front row and listening for my pithy comments, and I don't see him anywhere. I'm not sure what Meredith was doing for a reception last night, but on the subject of Earl Butts, I could tell a lot of great stories, but I can't tell any of them to the audience. So, and really, in terms of great people, it's really all the way from my staff to the contractors we work with, to the people in the industry, many of whom, as I said, I see here today in the audience, and it's really the remarkable people of agriculture who make it easy to be passionate about the industry and to be passionate about the job that, frankly, I'm fortunate to have. So I'm sure we're all excited about agriculture and the direction it's headed. And I was asked to give some thoughts about where it's headed and some challenges for the future. I had a conversation recently with a friend of mine, Carl Casale, and those of you who know Carl will understand when I say that I had a two-hour conversation with him in 15 minutes. He is a very intense individual and extremely intelligent. And the conversation we were having was about where agriculture was today. And, it's interesting that we both agreed that we are living during the greatest time in agriculture ever in the history of the world. And we also agreed that the next 30 years offer the opportunity for this era to continue, the greatest time ever in the history of agriculture known to mankind. That's some pretty, pretty heady stuff. We've all seen a lot of changes and innovations since the good old days, quote unquote. And I think we're on the cusp of a whole lot more as we move to the future. We're going to continue to come together to feed a growing world population with less land, less water, and fewer inputs than ever before, because frankly, we have to. We're going to provide food that nourishes mankind and helps us lead healthier and longer lives. And I want to amplify that statement. You know, there's about, give or take, 7 billion people in the world, and 1 billion of those people are malnourished, and 1 billion people are obese. So you have both ends of a spectrum. So one end of the spectrum, the malnourished, are looking for every bit of fat and every bit of protein they can put in their diets. The other end of the spectrum is people trying to be as inefficient as possible in consuming calories and reducing the amount of fat and protein that they're actually putting into their bodies. So as an industry, that creates a real opportunity to diversify the products. And when you think about commodity products, you don't think about diversification, but that certainly is something that we have to endeavor toward. That's the challenge. I mean the opportunity, because I really haven't had many challenges in life, really for our whole generation, and I think it's one that no doubt the men and women of agriculture will seize. We're also going to seize the opportunity to ensure that the increased value from all the innovation that's ahead is distributed along the entire value chain. We're all in this together. The farmer's success is the technology, seed and technology industry success, is the elevator's success, is the processor's success, it's the end user's success, and ultimately it's the consumer's benefit. And innovation does not occur unless everyone in the value chain shares in that value. We're also going to answer the call to the non-farm neighbors for more answers about where their food comes from. They have some reasonable questions, and we have nothing to hide. You know, in the past, we've been very reactive in agriculture. We've told people, just go away, let us do our thing, we'll take care of you, everything will be wonderful. But we really need to become proactive. And I've been involved in the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, and I think it's our opportunity to really change the way that we address consumers. So we've got a lot to do, a lot of opportunities to seize. And I'm proud to be working with all of you on this great momentum as we move to the future. So finally, I'd like to say a few words about those people who are close to me. And first of all, it's to my wife. Who I've been married to for 40 years. And she's been a great, great help to me and a great partner. Thank you. I had hoped that wouldn't happen. And to my son and daughter, my son is here today, and both of them have chosen to follow me into agriculture, and you know, I wonder if for all the time I spent away from home while they were growing up, still they chose to go into agriculture, or because of that chose to go into agriculture, I'm not sure. But you have a great future in front of you. And finally, to my staff, all those great people that I work with every day. We have a limited staff. You know, on the way over here, I was told that nobody was talking. They all drove over together. And I was told that no one was talking, and that everyone had their head down working. And I said, my God, who was driving? But that's the kind of people they are, and I really appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you. In our organization, we have a very limited staff, and so our contractors really are that extended staff. And with the great organization, the tremendous support that they provide, it's truly, truly great to be able to have that support. And I'd like to also thank the soybean farmers for this honor and the honor of working with them for the last 18 or 19 years. Their commitment to their fellow farmers is tremendous. They invest the money that's entrusted to them as if it was theirs and their neighbors were looking over their shoulders while they were making the investments. So they're good people. And they're a great role model to follow. So with that, I'd like to say thank you. Thank you to the farmers. Thank you to the people who make USB the great organization it is, to my family who enabled me to serve the organization, and to NAMA for making this country boy from Wisconsin feel so honored and humble. Thank you.